Hi, this is Sarah O'Connell.
And this is Jonah Treeboiser.
And welcome back to another edition of Radio Rotary, made possible by Rotary District 7210.
Each week, we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world. People who live by Rotary's motto of service above self.
And today, our special guests are from the Rhinebeck Rotary, and we'll be discussing the Interactors Nicaragua Project for 2010. And we are joined today by, or visiting us here in the studios is Louis Turpin, and then the student participants, Sarah, Anna, and Sean. So welcome, everybody.
Hi, gang.
Good morning.
It's a lot of people. How many monkeys can you get in a Volkswagen, John?
Well, it's a good thing we're here in our spacious Hudson Valley Talk radio studios, which is an old broom closet. And but we'll start off talking with Louis Turpin, and then we'll get these fine young people in and tell us all about their experience. With Nicaragua. Louis Turpin, good morning, and welcome to Radio Rotary.
Good morning, Jonah.
Let's get a little background first, Louis. You're a Rotarian.
I am.
And
From Rhinebeck,
which is... Yes. Well known as the club south of Red Hook, which is my club, north of Hyde Park.
Have you been the president yet of your club?
I am the current president.
There you go. That was
and
a good segue.
Amazingly, he's still smiling, even though he's president.
You know, Joan is a past president.
I do.
That's right. And I'm past it.
I learned everything I know from Jonah.
Well, God bless you, Louis. Thank you very much. So, Louis, tell us about your involvement with these fine young people in the Nicaraguan trip before we have a chance to chat with them.
Oh, I'd love to. Well, Jonah and Sarah, as you know, every Rotary Club is placing service above self and has a responsibility not only to serve their local community but to also serve the world. And Rhinebeck Rotary for a number of years has served, provided their world service through donations to a program in Nicaragua that we have been doing in conjunction not only with the local Rotary Club in Nicaragua, but with the Albert Schweitzer Institute that's located in Hamden, Connecticut. And so our Nicaragua project began years ago through financial service, and just this last year became a hands-on event when three Rotarians, myself and two other advisors, joined 10, three of whom are here, 10 Interact members, hands-on undertaking a project in Nicaragua.
Now, well, for our listeners, let's just explain what Interact is. Interact is the high school level.
Interact is exactly that, Sarah. Interact is essentially the high school program of Rotary. It's for students in high school, not necessarily always sponsored by the high school. In fact, ours is sponsored by our Rotary
Club. By your club.
By our club. And they, like regular Rotarians, provide community and world service.
And service. And back to when you mentioned that there's a collaboration between the Rotary Club in Nicaragua and also between what organization?
The Albert Schweitzer Institute.
People may not remember who Albert Schweitzer was. He was a great humanitarian. I believe he was a physician and a scientist, and he spent a lot of his time out in the wilds helping poorer people.
In developing countries. Yeah. And so it would be a natural, and what also for our listeners, this is a common theme with Rotary, that they will partner with, couple with, to help move forward projects. It's very common for Rotary clubs to partner with each other internationally.
Absolutely.
And so how long has this been going on, this partnership with Nicaragua from your club?
The partnership in Nicaragua began about 5 years ago, primarily because one of Rhinebeck Rotary's former presidents, David Ives, is the executive director of the Albert Schweitzer Institute. And so through David, we were able to establish a relationship
in Nicaragua. Put the connections together.
Yeah, without that connection, we wouldn't be able to do what we do.
Now, how many students are in the Interact Club in Rhinebeck?
Currently, there's approximately 40 students.
That's quite a membership.
That's tremendous.
It's tremendous.
And they're a terrific group.
It's co-ed.
It is. Absolutely.
It's co-ed.
Right. And what made you decide to do this trip to Nicaragua? You know, you take the responsibility of taking young people down to a foreign country, an area that may have been, quite different from Rhinebeck, jungle area. What made you decide to do this?
Well, we didn't enter into it lightly. You
right.
make reference to potential hazards and dangers, and going to the mall with teenagers is always an adventure. So
that can be hazardous.
it's hazardous to my wallet when I used to take my daughter to the mall. I'll tell you that. Go ahead.
That it is. So we didn't dive into it with both feet. We actually stuck our toe in a way. We, as I said, we initially financially supported programs down there, programs that actually were being implemented at the college level with a group of college students from Quinnipiac University in Connecticut. David Ives invited me to come along on one of those trips with the intent of convincing me that we could do this with high school students, and we did that. I traveled to Nicaragua with a group of about 30 college students, saw mm-hmm. how they conducted the program, right. what they did, and was convinced
that
the right high school students, and I'll be honest and say not every teenager between the ages of 15 to 18 are prepared emotionally and physically for the rigors of a trip like this, but we had a selection process.
And how long were you there?
We were there essentially 10 days each of the trips that we go.
And how many adult Rotarians went down with the young people?
There were three of us this year, and 10. Right. We felt, again, we wanted to go carefully. We had 10 high school students this time as a first trip. We intend to go again this year, and we plan to take twice as many. We plan to take up to 20 this year.
Well, that's great. And we're going to hear from three of those very fine young people that you took down to Nicaragua in just a minute. But let me remind our listeners, they're in tune with Radio Rotary right here on Hudson Valley Talk Radio. My name's Jonah Treeb-Wasser. My co-host is the exciting Sarah O'Connell. And Sarah, who brought us Radio Rotary this week?
Radio Rotary is brought to us by District Rotary District 7210 and the clubs of Arlington, Cairo, Carmel, Chester, Chestnut Ridge, Congers Valley Cottage, Fishkill, Highland, Hyde Park, Kingston, Kingston, Sunrise, and LaGrange.
And we'll be back with more Radio Rotary after these important messages.
In 1985, while polio was paralyzing 1,000 children a day, Rotary International committed to a goal of ending polio worldwide. Very soon now, after contributing nearly $600 million and immunizing over 2 billion children, the goal will be achieved. Eradicating polio worldwide. That is humanity in motion. That is Rotary.
For information about Rotary in the Hudson Valley, visit www.rotarydistrict7210.org.
Hudson Valley Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Sarah O'Connell, and welcome back to this edition of Radio Rotary. I'm joined by my co-host, Jonah Treeb-Wasser, and we're here talking today with representatives from the Rhinebeck High School Interact Club. Interact is our high school-level Rotary effort. They are sponsored by the Rhinebeck Rotary Club, and today in our studios we have Sarah, Anna, and Sean.
All right. Well, first,
and they're going to get to say their last names.
Right. Well, no. First, we'll say hello.
I can't deal with it.
I can. Because I'm a radio professional.
Well, no, because you live there and you know them all.
First, our first guest is Sarah Turpin. Good morning, Sarah.
Morning. Thanks for having us.
It's delightful to have you here. We just spoke to your adult leader, Lewis Turpin, and it's amazing you have the same last name. Have you two met?
Yeah, once before.
Oh, is that right?
Once or twice?
Yeah, once
actually,
or twice.
Maybe. He's your dad, right?
Yeah, he is my dad.
Okay. And that's where you get your beautiful eyes from, for our listening
audience. Which, by the way, she did not roll once the whole time Dad was talking, because I know when my daughter was around, she used to roll her eyes every time I opened my mouth.
Well, she had good reason, Jonah.
That's true.
What are you, like, flipping your own self in today?
All right.
And, usually that's my job.
Another guest is Anna Katomsky. Anna, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
And our final guest is Sean Phelan.
Good morning.
Okay, so tell us, what made you folks decide you wanted to go to Nicaragua? We'll start out with Sarah Turpin.
Well, we were all really excited to get a chance to go to a foreign country because we're all really interested into community service, and we thought it was a great hands-on opportunity to really show what we can do and help others.
And Anna Katomsky, have you ever been outside the United States before?
I have been outside of the United States. I traveled to Costa Rica about a year before, and that whole Central American area really fascinated me.
So you're an old hand at this. This not
boring. Yeah, I'm a pro.
What were you doing in Costa Rica?
Family vacation.
Family, okay.
Yeah. And I saw the poverty there, and that really intrigued
me. Spurned you on.
This didn't make you nervous at all?
What?
Going to Nicaragua.
No, I think it made my mom more nervous.
That's what parents are for.
Yeah.
And Sean Phelan, what made you decide you wanted to come to Nicaragua?
It seemed like a great way to go and help out other people, and it seemed like a great experience to kind of broaden my perspective of the world.
Right. And had you ever been outside the country before?
I had not.
Now, what grades are you all in, may I ask?
I'm going to be a senior next year.
Me too.
And I'm going to be a sophomore.
And that's like any minute now. When does school start?
Next Wednesday.
It's like it's now. We're in school.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
And you all are a member of the local Interact Club. Tell us a little bit about what you do other than go to Nicaragua. We'll start out with Anna.
Okay. Well, every year it's a criteria that an Interact Club has to do a local project and also an international project. And I think Mr. Turpin said before that we decided this past year and hopefully this upcoming year to actually travel to Nicaragua to do our international project. And it definitely, I don't know, made the club much more interesting for a lot of people. And it's a huge, huge element of our club.
Now, Sean, where did you all stay when you were abroad?
We stayed with host families.
Were you all together, or how many families were involved?
There was probably...
Because there are 10 representatives from your club, right?
Yeah, there was 6 families, because there was the 10 of us, and then there were 2, I want to say counselors, but not really counselors, college kids,
uh-huh.
who are actually the children of the director of the Albert Schweitzer Institute, and they kind of stayed with us and helped us with the entire experience. So there were 6 of us. Or no, there were 6 families,
uh-huh.
And
then everybody was divided up.
Yeah,
and how involved were the families in the project while you were there,
Sarah?
Outside of hosting you, Sarah.
Well, the host families were really welcoming for us. They made breakfast for us in the morning. They made dinner for us at night. They were just there to be our moms while we were in Nicaragua, and also they were there so we could experience the Nicaraguan culture firsthand.
So, Anna, after you had breakfast with your host families, what was your day like? Walk us through that quickly.
We right after we had breakfast, usually it would be kind of last minute, and Kelsey, one of the advisors, would come to our door and say, "We have to get on the bus right now." And then we would immediately set out for La Ceiba, which is a small farming community right outside of the city we were staying in, and we would begin work for the day and then do other activities afterwards.
And your work included what, Sean?
We were helping to build a classroom, so we ended up digging foundations and mixing cement.
By hand?
Yeah, all of it's by hand. There's not any of the high-tech equipment we see these days in America. And so we would mix our own cement, and we filled the foundations, and we were building, I don't really know what it's called, but like the... Yeah, rebar.
Rebar? What does that mean, rebar?
It's like the structure made of metal that
they pour the concrete onto.
So, like the framing, framing it out. Yeah. Wow.
So I'd like to know a little bit more about our guests before we find out more about their Nicaragua trip. Now we've got Sean Phelan, who is a sophomore at Rhinebeck High School and has a voice that he could easily have a good career on radio, right? All right.
Oh, absolutely.
Can you,
Sean,
say the words Hudson Valley Talk Radio?
Hudson Valley Talk Radio.
All right, you're hired.
Yeah.
And Sean's a sophomore, so a little bit early for him to decide what he wants to do, but we'll find out. Do you know what you want to do college and all?
I'm thinking about maybe pursuing a career in the sciences, but it's kind of up in the air right now.
Right. And Anna Katomsky. Anna Katomsky is a senior going up, right? Have we started looking at colleges?
Yes, we have. I just visited Syracuse University in Geneseo these past Monday and Tuesday.
Right.
So I'm not sure what I want to study, but Nicaragua definitely sparked an interest in medicine for me.
And medicine. Oh, okay. Mm. Dr. Kostronsky. Very good. And she also has an excellent voice for radio. And Sarah Turpin. Now, don't be... intimidated by the fact that your father is here and he's gripping his wallet with tears running down his eyes as he's thinking of paying your tuition. But what kind of college are you looking at? What are you looking for in the way of a career?
Well, I've been really interested in international affairs ever since I've gone to Nicaragua, and I also went on 3 service trips before the Nicaragua trip. So international affairs and international service has really always been really important to me. So I've also been looking at Skidmore College and Hobart and William Smith Colleges.
Very good. I'm sure all 3 of you will be very successful. But we're going to take a very quick commercial break and find out more about your Nicaragua trip. Right after I remind our listeners, they're in tune with Radio Rotary right here on Hudson Valley Talk Radio. My name's Jonah Treibwasser. My co-host is the effervescent Sarah O'Connell, a very special guest from the Interact Club in Rhinebeck, New York, advisor Louis Turpin, and members Sarah Turpin, Anna Kostomsky, and Sarah and Sean Phelan. And tell us who brings us Radio Rotary this week, Miss O'Connell.
Radio Rotary is brought to us by Rotary District 7210 and the clubs of Millbrook, Newburgh, New Paltz, New Windsor, Cornwall, North Rockland, Pleasant Valley, Port Jervis, Poughkeepsie, Red Hook, Rhinebeck, and Southern Ulster.
And we'll be back with more Radio Rotary after these important messages.
What would you do if a friend, coworker, or a loved one collapsed? Calling 911 alone will not be enough. Over 1,000 people a day die from sudden cardiac arrest. Many can be saved with early intervention. HealthSave offers CPR courses on a daily basis at our facility in Rockland County. We'll come to your home or business if you prefer. Call us toll-free at 877-277-6233. That's 877-277-6233. Or visit our website at healthsave.com. That's HEALTHSAV.com. Leave the E off of save for emergencies. CPR training is for everyone. Learn CPR. Become a lifesaver.
Hudson Valley Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Sarah O'Connell, and welcome back to this edition of Radio Rotary. I'm joined by my co-host, Jonah Treibwasser, and we are talking to some very interesting, very poised, very mature young people who are representing the Interact Club from Rhinebeck High School, and they have just completed their Nicaragua project, which is sponsored by the Rotary Club. Lou Turpin is their advisor. He joined us earlier in the broadcast. And has kind of been a chaperone and overseer, and also the parent of one of our lovely guests, Sarah Turpin, and Sean Thalen. And Anna, I'm going to let you pronounce your own last name.
Katomsky.
Thank you, because I don't have it in front of me. I'm just saying I don't have it in front of me. Jonah,
yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
You're going to tout me about being not a radio pro.
No, I have a question for each of our guests.
Go for
it. You know, Interact is Rotary's high school service group. And Sean, why did you first join Interact, other than the fact that that's where all the pretty girls are?
Well, to be honest, you can say
that's the only reason I did. It's all right with me.
To be honest, really, it was because my brother and my dad were both really involved in it. And then I joined it just because that was my family. And then once I got involved with it, I found out what a great feeling helping people gave you. And it's fun, too. So
great.
And you have quite a big group. You have, about 40 members?
Yeah.
All right. And are you guys officers in the club at all?
Hopefully. Yeah, next year.
Okay.
They're going to throw their hat into the political ring there, okay. Jonah. Now, when they were in Nicaragua, we talked about how you'd mix cement and you were building a school, basically. Where did the water come from?
Well, in Nicaragua, it's very hard to find purified water. Mm-hmm. So thanks to Rotary District 7210 and their simplified grant, we were able to kindly receive around $2,500 to fund for a water purification system.
Okay. And is that something you installed yourself, Sarah?
No, that was actually one thing that we actually didn't install ourselves. Everything else, we were very hands-on, but we allowed local Nicaraguans.
Part of your effort was it became available to this project.
Which is very important.
Purified water is one of the base Rotary International initiatives is helping to provide clean water. We all take this for granted, and there are places all over the world where what you just described, purified water, is not available to people. It's a very sad thing.
Were there any culture shocks going down there? I mean, first of all, let's talk about the language. Any of you speak Spanish, or was it that a handicap?
Do now.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think Sean's taken. We have a really talented teacher in Rhinebeck mm-hmm. High School, and he, fortunately for us, we both speak Spanish.
Oh, you can plug that teacher's name because it's worth an A, I'm sure.
Mr. Tony Orza.
Hi, shout out to Mr. Orza. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, and so I would say probably about half of the group had some Spanish-speaking skills, and that definitely helped when we were with our host families because...
Total immersion?
Total immersion. And right. I was a translator with me and my roommate and I.
And, you know, you folks grew up in Rhinebeck. You used to, you know, middle-class housing and hot showers and trips to the mall. What was a big culture shock for you, Sean, about going down to Nicaragua to areas that might not be as financially well-off as Rhinebeck?
Well, when we were coming down in the plane into Managua, which is where we landed, it's the capital, just seeing there was like no two-story buildings anywhere. It was just like all these shacks with tin roofs, and I remember thinking how hot those must be in the middle of the summer. And then really the big difference was there was a big difference in what the housing was. Like here, we're so contained, and our houses, they're closed up, and we're really kind of all off to ourselves. But there, they're so open. There's a courtyard in the middle of the house. I mean, my house did have dirt floors, but it was there was a better community feel there than here in America.
Now, tell us, what was your favorite part of the trip? And then you can tell us what you thought was maybe something that needed improvement. We'll start out with Anna Tomsky.
My favorite part of the trip, and I think it was the same with a lot of the other Interact members, was definitely playing with the kids at the school. It reached over 100 degrees every day when we were working, so we would take breaks and just spend time with the children, taking pictures, playing pato pato mono, which is the equivalent to like duck duck goose.
Oh, and, is that right?
Yeah.
And how old were these children?
They were, they ranged from preschool to like seniors in high school.
So, but we mostly played with the school all under one roof?
No.
All the grade levels?
No, there's buildings, there's
separate buildings.
There's separate buildings.
Okay, and the building you were working on, was it for general purpose or?
It was going to be a classroom.
Classroom.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And Sarah Turpin, what was your favorite part of the trip?
Well, I agree with Anna that definitely playing with the children was a great part of the trip, but I also enjoyed staying with my host family and being able to experience the culture of Nicaragua because it was really great. And as Sean said before, it was really welcoming. Everyone in the town of La Villa, which we stayed in, was part of our family, not just our host families.
What about the food and the music?
Well,
Sarah, once again, gets into the food.
Well, I have to get right down to it, don't I? What about the food, Sean? Let's ask the boy.
The food was, honestly, some of the best food I've ever eaten. they had this one traditional dish called nacatamal, which I think we ate six times one day because we were going around visiting all these places, and every time we'd stop, they'd bring out a couple dishes of it and be like...
Because it was special.
Yeah,
it's like their special dish they're offering to you.
They'd be like, this is our traditional dish. You should try some.
And I'm sure it varied from household to household. Yeah.
And what about the sense of accomplishment when you stood back at the end of your trip? How long was the trip, folks? Sarah?
It was 10 days.
All right. And at the end of the 10 days, Anna, what was accomplished? What did you see built?
Well, we did everything by hand, as Sean said before, which was very physically straining, but we had dug out a foundation and built the rebar foundation and also poured concrete into the bottom. And we had also started making a huge garden in the back of the school.
And when
it's
all finished, this will be a school.
Yes.
School that had a garden that had water that we helped provide.
Rotary actually also provided, we used some of the funds from that to help with the garden.
Oh, what a nice touch.
And Sean, are you ready to go back to finish the job?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Okay.
Well, you all are planning another trip.
Right.
I understand there's another trip being planned.
Real quickly, because we're about to break to the end of the show. What's your next trip going to be?
Well, we hope next trip's going to be in the spring of 2011, so we're starting planning that now, and we're all really excited to go back.
Well,
terrific.
Sarah Turpin, Anna Katomsky, Sean Phelan, and Lewis Turpin, Rotarian, thank you all for joining us on Radio Rotary. It's great to have you, and come back again after your next trip.
Absolutely. We'd love an update. And thank you, Lou.
Thank you.
Lewis.
All right. And, folks, thank you for tuning in to Radio Rotary. We're here every Friday morning at 9 o'clock, and please join us again next week right here on Hudson Valley Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Sarah O'Connell.
And this is Jonah Treeboiser.
And we're the hosts of Radio Rotary, heard Friday mornings at 9 a.m. right here on Hudson Valley Talk Radio.
We have exciting news.
Starting in October, we're hosting our very own website, www.radiorotary.org.
Not only that, you can subscribe to our new podcast on iTunes or on our new website.
So click here today.
That's www.radiorotary.org.